This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. 11 Colorado places of worship and religious nonprofits are getting state funding for security upgrades. Governor Polis announced the grant recipients yesterday. He says the groups are, quote, at high risk of terrorist attack because of religion and beliefs. Most are Jewish organizations, including synagogues, schools, and community groups. The list also includes pro-Israel advocacy organizations Stand With Us, the Denver Islamic Society, and Rocky Mountain Christian Academy. More than 1,200 firefighters continue to battle both the Lee and Elk fires on the western slope. Deep drought and high winds are making that a challenge with little rain in the forecast. CPR's Stina Sieg has more from the burn site.
I'm about 10 miles outside of Meeker, and I'm looking at this lush farmland with hay and a tractor sitting in it. And just to the left of it, there's just acres and acres and acres of charred, burned landscape and charred trees, burnt fields. And this burn scar comes right up to the edge of this farmhouse. And it's just so clear how close this fire was to destroying structures.
The Lee fire is now the fifth largest in state history at 120,000 acres. Meanwhile, CDOT says eastbound I-70 remains closed at Newcastle, just outside Glenwood Springs. That's due to a brush fire. US 6, which runs parallel to the interstate, is the detour, but traffic is very heavy.